Welcome to the Penguins Collective Podcast. My name is Louie. I'm joined by Josh. We are two brothers who love the Pittsburgh Penguins, and we just want to have an open discussion on what's going on in this season, what's going on with the players, what's going on with the whole entire organization, from the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins to the Pittsburgh Penguins. Let's get started. So in 2021, me and my brother are both Pittsburgh Penguins fans, but it didn't always start like that. We have a very long story. We have a very interesting story. And Josh, why don't you tell? Because I feel like you have the biggest journey of becoming a Penguins fan. So why don't you tell these people about your Judas-like story?
Sure.
Of how you became a Penguins fan.
Sure. I will try to condense it. We are trying to keep this podcast short. So instead of making this a 2 hour long podcast, I will try to condense it to an enjoyable length. Sure. So we did go to the first season of the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins, the AHL affiliate of the Pittsburgh Penguins in 1999, after the arena was built in Wilkes-Barre.
Oh, the Wilkes-Barre Arena.
Wachovia Arena. It was the first Union.
First Union. You're right.
Yes.
You're right. The first Union. Oh man, those were the days. That house was bumping.
Yes.
That barn was bumping that first season.
Yes. Northeast PA was excited to have a professional hockey team for sure. And we were there. We both fell in love with it right away. Our dad a little bit more hesitant to start, but eventually we brought him along. And then a few years after going to as many games as we possibly could, I decided to jump ship and join the forever hated team, the Flyers / Phantoms organization.
So for anyone who doesn't know, right, the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins has two rivals that we absolutely can't stand, okay? The first one was, at the time, the Philadelphia Phantoms. We hated their guts, okay? And we also hated another team in Pennsylvania, the Hershey Bears. Those two teams we absolutely despise, okay? So they're obviously in Pennsylvania. They're in our division. We play them a lot. So my older brother, decided, hey, I like those uniforms. Those ugly purple and orange jerseys. Yeah, I want those. See how that has a superhero on the side? A superhero as an alternate logo on a jersey? Yeah, that's my team now.
Touch my soul.
Horrible. It divided the house that day when Josh was like, I feel like I kind of like the Phantoms. And I was like, I kind of feel like I don't want you as my brother anymore. Because that's horrible. At the time, okay? So let me give you a little context in the household. My dad is a football fan, right? You would label him as the football fan. You would label Josh as the basketball fan, right? Shout out Nets.
Yes. Yes.
Right? We were born in Jersey, so we've been a Nets fan since they came out.
Absolutely.
Well, and then we
since we came out, they were in Jersey before we were born. But yeah,
you know what I meant. And then I would be labeled the hockey fan. Okay, so how old would you say I was in when we first went? I'm trying to remember. Seven? Six?
Yeah.
So young. I was a youngin. Young enough. All right. I was a youngin, and I didn't quite understand the game right as a 6 year old would. Try to understand the complexity of the great sport of hockey. But I just saw that they were flying around on ice, hitting each other, punching each other. And I was like, oh my God, this is God's gift to humanity. This is the greatest sport of all time. So that's how the household was set up, right? Football, basketball, hockey. So when I found out, the big hockey fan, I found out that my brother was like, yeah, not room for the Penguins anymore. I was heartbroken.
No, at this point,
I was absolutely heartbroken.
You were about 10.
Yeah, it took a couple years for you to transition out of the Penguins. So, I mean, I was loving the game. But I wasn't a real, like, Pittsburgh Penguins fan. Because I didn't understand how like organizations worked and how the AHL worked with the NHL and how the ECHL played in. So I just assumed that the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins was the only Penguins, right? I didn't really watch hockey at home just mm-hmm. because I was still young. So it wasn't like I was like, hey, guys, give me the remote. I want to tune into the Penguins. I just assumed the Wilkes-Barre was the only Penguins team. So when I found out that Josh switched teams, I was devastated. Absolutely devastated. Now, years pass. The Pittsburgh Penguins go to the Stanley Cup in 08. Once again, my heart breaks in two. And then in 09, we win the cup. I'm happy again.
Well, Louis, I want to interrupt you. Just backtrack a little bit. Now, you talk about how you didn't fully understand the organization. Now, I would say you fully understood back in like 2004 when the hype for Sidney Crosby was starting to buzz.
That's true. And that's okay. You know what? Yeah, that's fair. Because around 2004.
Yeah.
And 2005, because the lockout season.
Yeah, correct. Okay. Yeah.
So the lockout season
came. Which was rough.
And at that time, yeah, which was rough. But at the time, there's this buzz about this new hockey player. Mm-hmm. And now, obviously, Sidney Crosby already got drafted, right? So I'm not really paying attention as like I do today. But Sidney Crosby already got drafted.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, God, like he's the second coming for the Penguins organization, right? So now I'm excited for the Penguins, the Pittsburgh Penguins. And now I'm like, oh, my gosh, that is who our parent club is? So I'm looking up. I'm like, oh, my gosh, we're going to be invincible. Now, of course, I know who Mario Lemieux is at this time. Of course, I know who Jaromír Jágr is, right? My dad is now diving into the game. So at around this time, around 2005, 2006. So we are well aware of what's happening in the Penguins organization. So yes, I'm sorry. I should have said that I did eventually get the whole idea of an organization.
You didn't stay blind forever.
I didn't stay blind until like 2016. No, I didn't. No, so yeah, you're right. And then like when would you say you became a fan of the Penguins again? Cuz I know you liked, cuz were you a Flyers fan when they lost to Patrick Kane and the Blackhawks?
No. It was a few years before that. I would say it was if I remember correctly, I think that was that 14 or
I'm not sure.
I'm blanking on the years, but it was only like a year or two after the Penguins won the cup in 09 that I started coming around, because shortly after they won the cup was when I graduated high school, and I didn't want to keep our relationship divided because we took our sports seriously in our house. And when the house was divided, the house was divided. So
like,
I didn't.
There would be fights going on.
Yes.
Like obviously when we were getting older, right? And like I said, I wasn't blind forever. So I would eventually watch Pittsburgh play Philadelphia. And of course, Josh would pick Philadelphia because the parent team of the Phantoms. And it like they would score one goal and I would turn to my brother and be like, I hate you. Like, it was divided. It like when he says it was divided, it was divided.
Yeah. So that's where it was about that time where I decided to make that switch to more so rebuild our relationship. And honestly, I think that's the beautiful thing about our love for the Penguins so much now is that it was able to bring us closer. Right. And so, yeah, I hopped on, and then it was shortly after that where they went on to go to the finals and And that was when my basketball came out there. You know, I'm used to the finals where the Stanley Cup final.
It's the final.
Final. So when they lost, when they were making their run, I felt like I was the reason why. I felt like I was being punished as a fan of hockey that they were going to the Stanley Cup final and I was no longer a fan of that.
After you switch.
Yes. But hey, a few years after that, I mean, they went back to back. So
the Penguins went back.
They as in the Penguins. Yes.
Yes. So I think that was 2013. The 2013, the Blackhawks beat the Flyers. Okay. I think. Now, here I am saying that, right? And I could be totally wrong.
Yeah, and I mean, I could be wrong too, because...
Was that 2015?
No, it wasn't that. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think it was that late. I think it was
sooner. It was 2010.
10.
Yeah. 2010. So
it was literally that same year then. It was literally that same year.
Yeah, so wow.
Because it was 2009.
See, here I thought it was 2013. Yeah, and now our credibility as hockey fans, or everyone's like going to be like, these stooges don't even know.
These stooges don't even know.
The Kings won in 13, I'm pretty sure. Now watch. Now the Kings didn't win in 2013.
Hey, well, we said this was a Penguins podcast, not a hockey podcast, all right?
We're not standing on our pedestal saying we're hockey analysts, okay? Yeah,
that's correct.
We're saying we are the Pittsburgh Penguins fans. Who cares who won in 2013, 2010? It wasn't the Penguins.
That's right. All we know is 2009, 16, and 17.
16, 17. That's all that matters. Those are God's years, right?
That's right.
Those are our years.
That's right.
Who the freak cares what happened any other year, except for 91 and 92. And other than that.
Yeah. Couldn't even tell you who won in 2014. Couldn't even tell you.
2013, Chicago Blackhawks. Guys, we are a hockey podcast through and through. We know. Josh says he doesn't know who it was. And there it is. The Kings won in 2014. I thought the Kings won in 2013. Shame on me, okay? I didn't know. I didn't do the research, and I apologize. Whatever.
We are a hockey podcast, but do not fact check us. That's all we ask.
Do not fact check us. Do not. Just embrace everything we say as fact, and just keep on going.
We are the blind leading the blind.
Absolutely. But we are Penguins fans through and through, and I kind of hope that this conversation, this little, I guess, like trailer we're putting together is more... So just so you guys know who we are, we're not hockey analysts. We don't want to portray that we know more than what we know. What we are trying to tell you guys is that we love the Pittsburgh Penguins. It has an emotional bond to us. The sport of hockey has an emotional bond to us. And we want to share that with you guys. We want to have that conversation. We want to grow and learn more about what's happening during the offseason, what's going on during the season, how we can get better, all that stuff. Because I know growing up, especially when there's no other Penguins fans in the household, right? It could be very hard and very challenging to kind of vent your feelings and frustrations and even celebrate. In 2009, I was the only one happy in that house, right? My dad was like, yay, they won. But like, I was like, are you kidding me? They won the cup. Like, I was on the verge of tears, right? And no one really understands that. Unless like you're a true hockey fan. And I feel like in 2016 and 17, me and Josh had an emotional like connection. We had like emotional things because the Penguins won the Stanley Cup. Our team lifted Lord Stanley in 2016. And it was a great experience. And we want to create an environment and an atmosphere where we can enjoy that together. So that's what this podcast is about. That's what I hope this podcast will be about. We just want to tell you our story. Josh, do you have anything else you want to say?
Yes. Like, share, rate 5 stars.
Always. Don't forget
to invite your friends.
You guys have Pittsburgh Penguins fans. And you guys have non-Penguin fans in your life. Send them this podcast, right? This is not an analyst show. We are not trying to break everything down with stats. That will be involved.
I love my stats.
Josh is more GM based, right? If you had to compare us, right? If you had to fit us in the Penguins organization, he would be buddy buddy with Ron Hextall right now.
And we have the same path, essentially.
What do you mean?
Flyers.
Now Penguins? Yeah. I was going to say, I was like, I didn't know you played professional hockey.
Well, besides a professional, yes.
But yeah, he was a Flyers player, and now he is the Penguins GM. And I don't know, where would I fit myself? Where would I be? I think I'd be coach.
I see you between the pipes.
Oh, yeah, I am a goalie. I do love playing goalie. I am a huge goalie. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, if I had to put myself in an organization, yeah, I guess player would be good. But I do love, like, coaching. Like, when I'm watching the team, Josh can attest to this. I'm, like, calling things out. And I'm, like, offsides. Where's my offsides? Like, I'm doing the Sullivan handshake. Like, come over here, like, to the ref. Hey, come here. I'm challenging that call. It's a bull crap call. It's offsides. I feel like that's where I'm at. I feel like I'm with Mike Sullivan. And Josh is more of a GM mindset. So there will be stats and there will be more of a, like, an understanding of what's going on with cap space and all that. And that's going to come more from Josh. He's going to be giving the rundown on our cap space, some potential off-season transactions, trades, drafts, all that stuff that's happening. We want to cover and we want to have an open conversation about what's going on with the Pittsburgh Penguins. So, yes, don't forget to like, share, and
rate Josh, 5 stars.
Rate 5 stars. And Josh, you always said you wanted to say one thing at the end of a podcast. Why don't you say it now? Don't give me silence. You know what it is.
No, I don't know what it is.
You can find this podcast wherever podcasts.
Oh, yes.
You said, all right, just, well, okay. Let me hop off my podcast pedestal for a second. When we planned this podcast, Josh was like so excited to say that at the end of every podcast. Here I am being the good little brother, giving him an opportunity to say what he's always wanted to say in the podcast. And what does he do but let me down again? So, Josh.
Yes.
What can our loyal fans, our friends, our fellow Pittsburgh Penguins fans, what can they do?
They can rate, share, like.
Yeah.
And find us wherever you find your favorite podcast.
Woo! There it is, folks. There it is. All right, everyone. We'll see you in the next episode of the Penguins Collective.